Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. Oh, what a blessing it is, Lord. Lord, we are called to stand in the gap in these last days, Lord, getting the church ready for the rapture. And Lord, we see the multitude, just as you had compassion on them, 8 billion plus people. I don't know how many are saved, Lord. Lord, that's why we are here. Could have been transmitting us as soon as we are saved. Lord, oh Lord God, but you want us to finish the harvest work. So there are some people in part of this world, they haven't known anything in their life but war and trouble. See? So but we are here. We thank you, Lord, for helping us and not to meet the day at the hour of our visitation in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And to be content to be occupied for the Master in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that to use us to bring him more souls in this harvest, not to the kingdom. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for our gathering here this morning. Our praises, you are so wonderful, Lord. Lord, that you even inhabit our places. We thank you very much, Father. Now, thank you to read your word, Lord, this morning. We ask, Father, that you bless the reading of it. Father, we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So, this morning, you know, we are living at the end time. We cannot stop talking about it and so forth. I want to talk a little bit about the forerunner of the beast. See, because we are living at that time right now, so we must pay attention to what the scripture has said. And we see also that in the world today, all kind of things are, rumors are flying around, people speculating, you know, what the Antichrist will look like, you know, how it will come and so forth, not regarding the scriptures, you know. So, now, while we talk about the coming of the Lord, we're going to talk about the coming of the evil one to warn the world and for us to be even more ready for that coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Well, with the aid of the scriptures this morning, by God's grace, it will be helpful to trace world developments as they are moving toward the actual reign of the beast. Yes, it will be helpful for us and all God's children. Look at it. I say watch and pray, right? No, I would say so. Now, many erroneous ideas have been circulating in the world for for decades, maybe even for centuries, of what the Antichrist will look like when it's manifested, and many of them plausible. There are many ideas of what the Antichrist will look like, and they just didn't look at the scripture to see what the Bible says. You know, it will look like his mannerism, his character, and so on. Some of them are quite fanciful what they think he will be. There are those who see him as a dreadful or pernicious personage with thunder and lightning, flashing when he speaks. Some people think that he will be like that, you know, not the scriptures, right? You know, some imagine him as it were with horns and a hoofs and a pitchfork in hand, looking, you know, how those cartoons of those days, how the artists, you know, picture the devil and so on, with horns and this kind of thing. It's serious enough, and people think that, you know, people just buy that and so on, again, not knowing the scripture and so forth, you know. But in actuality, if that were be the case, people will flee from him, right? And he would never have a chance of attaining supreme power, which they always say he will at the end of time. So, although the Antichrist will be Satan's supreme masterpiece, we know that according to the scriptures, his appearance before the war will be in a manner inspiring confidence. That's how he's going to appear. He fought Joseph. There will be a human side of him. Like any other politician, he may even kiss babies and perform humanitarian acts in the first half of the 7 year of his reign. We all know, by all of us here know that the 7 year reign of the Antichrist, which the Bible called the 78th week of the Daniel prophecy and so on, that, you know. So anyway, in that first year and a half, the human part of him, you know, the middle of the week, the Bible says in Daniel 27, he's going to build a covenant with the Jews, right? So we won't go to that area, but just to see what, you know, is happening in the world today. As Christ had a forerunner, So, with the Antichrist, even as Christ had foreknown, events show today that this is true of the Antichrist too. Indeed, the Antichrist has already had several foreigners, looking back at, you know, at history and so forth. But one especially stands out beyond the rest of them. So, as the old saying goes, history tends to repeat itself, you know, all the time. That's true. We have many instances in the Bible in which a character was a type of someone who appears later on the scene. For example, the lives of various figures of the Old Testament each typify some phase of Christ's life. Almost all the characters in the Bible and so on. Among them, Joseph, for example, in many, many ways, type Christ. That is a subject by his own self, you know, which I've spoken about so many times and so forth. How he was sold by his brethren, you know, all those things. You know, put in the 30 pieces of 20 pieces, and so on, that, you know. How, because of many colors and so on, in so many ways, marry a Gentile bride, and all of those things, you know, so it typified Christ. We know Moses, Bible says, was a meek man, right? The Lord said, I'm meek and I'm lowly, right? Learn of me, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, Joseph tapped him right there. I mean, you know, I don't know that, you know. You know Joshua. In fact, his name is Oshie, you know. I don't know that. That's me, Joshua. Tapping Christ in so many ways. Now, of course, David, the sweet servant of Israel and so forth. You know, so, and many, many of the Old Testament saints, they tie Christ in one way or the other. So, in history now, there are many characters in history who obviously are a type of the Antichrist too, you know. Examples, many of them, they include the Pharaoh of Moses' day, was a type of the Antichrist really, how he oppressed the Jews and so forth. Look at the cluster of those people who are typing the Antichrist. They have the same trend, what the Antichrist will do when he comes. So that Pharaoh oppressed the Jews, right? The Israelites and so on, that we know that. How about Haman in the days of Esther and Mordecai? You see, the same thing. Want to destroy the Jews and so forth. You know Esther's statement and so forth. If I perish, I perish. Pass it for me and so forth. I'm going to go before the king. You know, Mordecai said, you know, how do you know that you are not come to this thing for this same purpose? You know the story of Esther and the other, that you know. Anyway, so we see, so the oppressor of the Jews, so was the Pharaoh of Moses today, Haman, the days of Esther and Mordecai, Antiochus Epiphanes, which has spent about 3 Sundays here, maybe I don't know, 2, talking about him, right, the book of Daniel, how, in fact, in his time, people thought that he was the Antichrist, exactly right, in his time, they thought this is the time of the Antichrist, he was so, I mean, what else can you do? Exactly, he polluted the temple, you know, we went through it, you know, pour the pig, something to the altar, the temple, and something like that, you know. Anyway, so the same thing. And it was a very terrible hater of the Jews. That's why he did all the things he did. So looking at history now, we can see, I mean, it and so on. Adolf Hitler, one of the worst, you know, and something like that, of them all. And of course, Julius Caesar, the dictator. He had to be murdered by his own, you know, co-senators, you know, that has he become a great dictator, you know. And of course, each apparently in some way fulfilled the role of the Antichrist. They were, you know, foreigners of the Antichrist and so forth. Bible already told us in 1 John 2:18, little children, it is the last time. I always look at that. 2,000 years ago, it was the last time. What have you now? The last of the last of the last of the last times, right? Praise the Lord. And God is not slack concerning his promises. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years. And a 1,000 years with the Lord is one day. Praise the Lord Jesus. Anyway, so we see. And, as you have heard that the Antichrist shall come. That's 1 John 2:18. Even now, are there many Antichrists? Whereby we know that it is the last time. You see? That's how you know it by the last time. What is the trait of the Antichrist and so on? It is the last time. You can't miss it. Christians who are watching can't miss it. Anyway, the Antichrist, like Hitler, will seek to destroy not only the Jews, but his hatred will equally be intense against all who profess the name of Christ. The tribulation saints have to deal with that, really, you know. Have to see their testimony with their blood, you know. So, and so we know. Revelation 13, 7 says so. And it was given unto him, meaning to the beast system, the Antichrist, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, the Bible says. So now, yeah, so understanding the way the Antichrist will rise to power, you know, one obvious way to understand the methods by which the Antichrist will rise to power is to study some of these archetypes that I mentioned, especially, I mean, like Caesar, like Antiochus, those ones belong to the ancient times. You know, they are ancient times, Caesar and so on, Antiochus and so on to the ancient times. But how about our own time, 20th century? Hitler, Adolf Hitler, belong to the 20th century and so on. That, you know, let's talk about him a little bit and see, you know, what evil he did and so forth, you know. We can get an insight on how the Antichrist will rise to power and take over control of the nations by tracing Adolf Hitler's activities. We may also get a hint on how the Antichrist will come to its end. On that note, we can say the Bible says the Antichrist will come to its end and no one will help him in it. That's how Hitler ended up mysteriously and so on, that it came to its end. Now what has threatened the world and so on. Now Hitler became such an inhuman monster that it is not even pleasant to rehearse the gruesome story. Do we even have enough time here to go in detail concerning the horrible act for which this man was responsible. However, a brief talk this morning or so about him, his early life, and how he won the confidence of the nation, which means where he was, and came into power, will be helpful in getting a clear picture of how the beast of Revelation 13 will achieve such great authority in so short a time. In short a time, yes. Then in 27, Bible say, you know, he said that the Antichrist shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, 7 years. That we know, we know that. And in the midst of the week, meaning 3.5 years into that 7 year period, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and so forth. In a very short time, can you imagine? You know, Revelation 13 goes into considerable detail about the beast reign and its activities. The 17th chapter book of Revelation informs us that 10 nations will lend the Antichrist their strength and give him support in his bid for world domination. That's what we talk about in the book of Daniel series also too. It is recalled that Satan once offered the kingdoms of the world to our Lord Jesus Christ in the great temptation. Let me just read that part of the temptation in Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. And the Bible says the devil taketh him into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Do you know that God's children, that is the most perfect way to defeat the devil? It is written. Amen? That is the language he understands to flee away from you. It is written. As the Lord did, you just do the same thing. When they come against you one way or the other, tell you the word of God. Don't forget that he knows some of the scriptures too, and it's a twister. It will twist scripture on you if you're not careful enough. You know, he didn't that he was talking to the word of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He's taking him out right there. Get his hands, Satan, and it's written. So you can also overcome all the time But it is written, praise the Lord. When he comes with his life, a liar, a father of life, he lied from the beginning, right? And when you speak the truth, you can't stand the truth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, your loins, you know, guide with the truth, right? Ephesians 6, right? And so that you know with the truth, that is the word of God. So we see right there. So anyway, so the law, as we see, the law, spawned Satan's proposition. Hitler, on the other hand, coveted the world power with maniacal desire, but he was cut off before he attained his goal. The Antichrist will eagerly accept Satan's offer and will sell himself utterly to the devil in order to obtain this power. That was going to happen. Bible said the dragon will give him his power, right? That's what the Bible said us. Now, it is certain that at the beginning, the Antichrist will not reveal his true identity or character, really, you know. And he will appear as a humanitarian, the world's savior, who will bring order out of chaos. That's how he's going to appear, according to the scriptures. Only after he has achieved full power, in that 3.5 years, 7 years, will he begin to reveal his real satanic nature, rising toward prominence from a small beginning, like Adolf Hitler did. He will, like Hitler, astonish the world with his military prowess. Moving in lightning strokes, he will crush 3 nations, one after another, until the peoples of the world will exclaim, as we are told in Revelation 13:4, and they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Once he has gained the supreme power, he will throw off his mask and reveal his real nature. Undoubtedly, strong opposition will arise against him, but it will be too late to be effective. See, the rising of the beast, right? The world is just in that position right now. It has been there for many years now. It gets worse and worse as each day passes by. The Antichrist will not hesitate to use the tremendous forces of destruction which have been prepared unwittingly, you see, by science for its disposal. We are told in Revelation 13:13, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Now the question, what does this really mean? You know? Well, there are 2 possible answers to that question that he make a fire to come from. What is the meaning? There are 2 possibilities and so on. With the proliferation of atomic and hydrogen bombs, what is there to hinder the beast system from using atomic weapons in his savage bid for world power? What can you hinder him? I don't know it. A type of him there, the king of the north. Don't know whether it's really. Now, even as Ukraine war started, it's everything's on the table, nuclear or whatever, right? That is the Antichrist, right? You know. Anyway, certainly, the use of these fearful weapons to get control of nations or to destroy humanity will be a remarkably literal fulfillment of the prophecy that I just read to you in the book of Revelation 13:13. And the question is there any reason to believe that the Antichrist will not use atomic warfare? And if so, what is it? I don't know what the reason is. You know? Yes, it is not out of the realm. That's one possibility, right? It's not out of the realm of possibility that preternatural fire may be used by the beast system. The scripture specifically stated that by means of the satanic power that will be conferred upon him, the false prophet is able to perform great wonders by which he will deceive the nations. I'm saying that atomic is one, it's a possibility. Another one is that, you know, preternatural power confirmed upon him by Satan, you can use that one also. That is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10. You know, and what did he say there? And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. That is his, a liar and father of lies, right? Lying wonders. Added with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. That's the condition of the world today. So we see. Now, going forward, after crushing three nations, we talked about much about 3 or 4 weeks ago, going through the book of Daniel, after crushing these three nations, the stress of annihilation will probably be sufficient to intimidate and deter any other country which might seek to oppose him. See? Adolf Hitler is the type of a real runner, you know, of that beast of Revelation 13. And like I've been saying, so anyway, and Hitler sought to exterminate a race and actually succeeded in murdering 6 million Jews. See? See? The forerunner of the Antichrist, right? The Antichrist will have the same murderous hatred for the Jews. After that 3.5 years initial pass by, go to the temple, he says that Messiah you are looking for and so forth, that will begin the great tribulation. After he declares to be God in that temple, which he probably even headed to build. We don't know how much he will contribute to that temple building and some of that, you know. So anyway, so a murderous hatred for the Jews. But in addition, we regard all Christians who are left behind with an implacable hatred, and we seek to exterminate them from the face of the earth. See? The writing of the beast and John. Yet, as we have said, his true intention will not be manifest at all. You know? And they always say, like in the Dr. Jekyll and the Hyde, right? No story as well as, you know. Anyway, so we see, you know, what we are facing in this generation, or this generation is facing. The majority of the inhabitants of the earth will not even recognize the real role of the Antichrist, or it is too late to stop him. See? Now, remember Hitler, another way we are foreshadowing the Antichrist, he has three successful blitz raids, or if you want, three wars conducted with great speed and force. I mean, he has three successful great wars that was conducted with great speed and force. Let me name them for you. In 1939 September, he smashed and overrun Poland. That is September 1939, Hitler did three successful great speed of force of destruction. That's number one. In April 1940, he swooped down on Denmark and Norway. This is history, right? And Norway, taking one nation over in a matter of hours, and the other in days. Number three, it's offensive toward the West, in which the coastal region in Western Europe, consisting of Netherlands, Belgium, and France, fell in a little over a month. Three of them, like that, just like the Antichrist will do. There will be 10 kings in Western Europe, right? And three of them will try to oppose him and try to crush them. You know, the book of Daniel, we went through it about 2 or 3 weeks ago, like that. Crush them. Just like this, what Hitler did and so on, like that, you know. The Antichrist, we have three successful victories. I want to read that again. Of the 10 kingdoms which comprise his territory, three of these are nations which will resist him. However, he will quickly subdue them. And the other, seeing that his power is apparently irresistible, will fall in line. Let's remind you of the scripture that we read about 3 or 4 weeks ago, Daniel 7:24. And the 10 horns out of his kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise. And another shall arise, remember the little horn, see, shall arise after them. And we know that the little horn, the same thing, both in Daniel chapter 7 and 8, and the Antichrist of Revelation 13, the same one personality, right? So anyway, and he shall be delivered from the fourth, and he shall subdue 3 kings. So the Antichrist will negotiate with both the defeated nations, those 3, and those that stand by him, you know, at that time. Do some negotiation with them. It's an evil genius that was endowed by Satan. This will be for a face saving. When he makes a negotiation with those 3 kings and those who are with him, it will be a face saving proposition. So, to make it appear that they are joining him on their own, or their own free will, he will invite them as partners to join him in an enterprise to bring the world under a united government. We'll talk more about that world government shortly, if you're not willing. This will fulfill the following scripture here in Revelation 17:12. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength into unto the beast, the Bible says. Now, with the nations in sore distress over world conditions, there are many of them today, the chaos we see today, the uprisings, popular unrest, many will perceive with relief that a strong man has arisen, one that is able to exercise authority and to force compliance with law, because lawlessness will increase all over the world. See? Now, that will be able to force compliance with the law. And realizing the need of a world government, they chose to put their faith into the hands of this new leader. He will be the last ruler of the Gentile nations, this Antichrist. Be the last ruler of the Gentile nations, and all like that, you know. Anyway, you know, who will be generous enough to allow them to retain what seemed to them their sovereignty initially? And so they lend their power and strength to the beast. Now, let me quickly go through the prophecy of the end time, maybe mostly in Daniel, to understand the prophecies concerning the 10 kingdoms of the Antichrist. We are all familiar with that. I always like Brother Peter's writing or the epistle and so on. Though you know these things at times, still put in remembrance. Nebuchadnezzar's dream of the great image in Daniel 2. The image comprising of 4 different metals, right? These are your 4 world empires. Gold, silver, brass, and iron, representing the old times of the Gentiles. We have about 3 or 4 sermons. We call it the progressive revelation of the time of the Gentiles, right? So we have it right here. You know, which four world kingdoms were to appear successfully on earth, to be finally succeeded by the kingdom of God. The final form of the 4th kingdom, which is Rome, was represented by the feet and 10 toes of iron and clay. The iron and clay portray the 2 divisions of the Gentile world at the time of the end you and I are living in. See, the Oriental, communism, fascism, and communism, right? We talk about that about 3 or 4 weeks in a row. These are the events of our time. Thank God for the time of now that is gone. This is our own time now. Knowing the sign of the time, the Lord rebuke them. They can look at the weather and say, it's going to rain tomorrow and tomorrow and so on. Can't you decide the signs of this time? The Lord rebuke them. See? Anyway, so
like we said, the iron represents fascism and the clay communism, the two great totalitarian systems in the world today. At times, the two elements appear to mix and have affinity, but eventually, like the prophecy says, they always come into conflict, always. This was true in World War I and World War II, and will be true in the final conflict of Armageddon, till so. Now, what happened in history? Hitler and Russia made a leak, but it fell apart exactly 666 days after they made that leak. So, it will be with the beast kingdom of Revelation 13. 10 toes of iron and clay represent the kingdoms of the end time. This indicates there will be 10 kingdoms of iron and 10 kingdoms of clay. Just summarizing history now, as Daniel was given to Daniel, and even the book of Revelation, as far as you know, the 10 kingdoms of clay are the communist countries. Just summarizing what we know. The 10 kingdoms of iron are in Western Europe. So today the European Union is preparing the way for the beast kingdom and the reign of the Antichrist. These kingdoms will be destroyed at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the scriptures as well as you know. Now, Daniel 2:44, let me read that one, and 45 verses. And in the days of these kings, those 10 kings in Western Europe and the communist ones and so on, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, unlike when Babylon fell to the Medo-Persian Empire, the Persian fell to the Grecian Empire, and the Grecian fell to the Roman. The kingdom of God will never fall. I'll be forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Cannot be left to any other people. No. But he shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and he shall stand forever. Praise the Lord. For as much as thou said that the stone was cut out of the mountain with our hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, the prophet said, and the interpretation is sure. He was sure what he was talking about, you know. Sure word of prophecy, amen. Praise the Lord. Even in the end time, Peter to a sure word of prophecy to us at the end of the age. Let's look at one world government quickly and so forth. You know, we recall the prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ that has begun to be fulfilled upon the nation. That is in Luke 21:25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. Now watch this. And upon the earth, distress of nations. How else can you put it? You put it so plainly. With perplexity. See? We are there, aren't we? The sea and the waves rise. So, how we know, men have labored. They have tried in many plans and invented in many panacea in their hope of building a utopia world. They have always failed. Let's go through history, what they have done so far, trying to make the utopia world, the peace of the earth without God. Now, why did they want one world government? Why did they want that? Dreadful peril faces the world today, unless one will deceive himself. Dreadful peril, as the Lord said, faces the world today. Nuclear warfare, with its awful power to wipe out whole cities in just a matter of seconds. Vast quantities of hydrogen bombs with lethal power, calculated in megatons of TNT, have been prepared, can be deployed at the push of a button. To destroy whole nations. More, overpopulation, food shortages, famines, as the Lord said, terrorism, and they saw distress over war conditions. Like I said before, the chaos, uprising, popular unrest, and now the threat of AI, artificial intelligence. Let me speak on that a little bit. What is artificial intelligence? IBM described it as this many years ago. What is AI? It says it's the use of computers and machines to mimic the problem-solving and decision-making capabilities of the human mind. That's how IBM described AI many years ago, and so on, that you know. Now, talking of this AI, many argue, yeah, they point out some benefits. Some of them are things like, you know, it improves the quality of everyday life by doing routine and even complicated tasks better than human can. Making life simpler, they say, and safer, maybe, and more efficient. But I will say this. You know, they always say, Satan apples always have worms in it, amen? Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Why you give me an apple, one is Satan has worms in it. Yeah, all this. Now, but we know AI poses dangerous privacy risks. You know, let me mention some of the dangers of AI. Privacy risks. For example, in 2020, a group of 17 criminals defrauded $35 million from a bank in the United Arab Emirates using AI deep voice technology to impersonate an employee authorized to make money transfer so that an employee was, you know, by his company to make money transfers, right? They used AI deep voice to mimic him. Got away with $35 million. Privacy intrusion by artificial, you know, intelligence and all that, you know, happened right there. Even not only that, there are many of them, I can just pick one or two and so, you know, that happened. In 2019, thieves attempted to steal $240,000 using the same AI deep voice technology, you know, to impersonate the CEO of an energy firm in the United Kingdom. Now, that's privacy, some of the privacy, you know, danger and so, impersonation and so on, and so on. More, AI exacerbates human racism by standardizing people. What do? Beginning from facial recognition, you know, which are defined to be racially biased. Easily recognizing the face of the white people, why wrongly identify black people and the brown people. It's happening today, you see? So to the white, you can even recognize them, but the black and the brown, you know, only about 35% of them are not recognized, you know, after that, you know. AI has also been disproportionately employed against black and brown communities. You know, talking about racism, right? Using this technology and so on. How did they do that? With more federal and local police surveillance cameras in neighborhoods of color and more social media surveillance of Black Lives Matter and other black activists. Talking about, I'm showing you some of the evil effects, you know, talking about privacy, you know, racism is in it and so on, that you know. But what of all is this one now? What of all? AI will arm the standard of living, you know, for many people by causing mass unemployment. Why? As robots replace people. In fact, 48% of experts believe AI will replace a large number of blue and even white-collar jobs, creating greater income inequality, increased unemployment, and a breakdown, very, very important, and a breakdown of the social order.
Very important. You see, breakdown of the social order. See, that's why the attackers come in, right? You know, so, and when law and order break down and so on, they look for a smart person, right? Who we say can solve all these problems. Just a few evil, of artificial intelligence. I'm going to add one more to it and one that, you know. So, talking about safety of the human race. Powerful tech leaders, including Elon Musk, they fear, this is expressed now, fear that AI will turn a dystopian science, meaning terrifying science fiction. So now, it was a fiction before, now they're now fearing, even Elon Musk was among them, they are now fearing that dystopian, or if you want, terrifying science fiction into reality now, with computers becoming smart enough to escape human control. We need to control computer by programming, right?
Mm.
AI has got so smart now, they are out of hand. So you can see now, this kind of thing, the hand of the Antichrist. Watch and see, you know. Now, watch and see. Paradoxically now, these men who say they are afraid, they were most afraid and worried about AI, were among the most determined to create it, the opportunity, head and tooth. They justify that ambition by saying that they alone had the morals and skill to prevent AI tools from becoming rogue machines that could endanger humanity. Rogue machines means they are out of control of humanity and so forth. Remember how IBM defined it at the beginning when I was talking? Machines and computers that try to mimic human thinking and so forth. Now they are out of control and so on like that, you know. For example, in fact, the governments now are worried. You see, talking of why are they looking for a one government? This problem. For example now, on October 30, 2023, President Joe Biden signed an executive order on artificial intelligence that, I quote, established new standards for AI safety and security, protect Americans' privacy, advances equity and civil rights, stand up for consumers and workers, promotes innovation and competition, advances American leadership around the world and more. Simultaneously, the UK had what is called the AI Safety Summit just last November. So the government are now, all the tech leaders and so forth are just jittering this out of control. Right now, talking about unemployment, go to your target. How many cashiers are there in Sprouts? These are all AI-driven devices, all of them. In the work front, like never before, Israel is using AI-driven technology more than any other time, as well as you know. So this kind of swing the hand of the Antichrist, who knows, robots and so forth, when he will say, what will they do in the hand of the Antichrist? So the world is in a crisis right now, looking for a world. So that's why they're looking for a world government and so on like that, you know. So, as aforementioned, all this and more, I keep on going, we make many to perceive with relief that a strong man has arisen, one that is able to exercise authority and to force compliance with law. See? They will choose to put their faith into the hands of this new leader, who will be generous enough to allow them to retain what seems to them their sovereignty, and so they lend their power and strength to the beast. Now, we notice, let's see the kind of attempts they have made at world government. One world government that we all know about, two of them. Number one, the League of Nations was formed after World War I of 1914 to 1918. What happened? In fact, World War II of 1939 to 1945 hasten the demise of that league completely. It's just ineffective. Now, United Nations was formed to
to repair the League of Nations. It too has shown no better promise than the fourth. Let's what is going on right now. So the reason for the failure of this is because they left God out of it. That's why. No, the 21 Prince of Peace. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This world shall not know peace until the Prince of Peace come. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, so let's see now. So let me tell you about the United Nations, a little bit of them as well. 5 of the 15 permanent members that make up its Security Council have veto power and consist of Russia, US, UK, France, China, and Russia. So there are many members, but 15 consist of what they call the Security Council. In the Security Council, there are 5 members that have what they call the vetoing power, and they are US, the UK, France. You can see your iron, even right there, your iron right there. Those that had the veto power, there are 5 of them out of the 15, the permanent member, they call them and so on and that, you know. So you see US, UK, France, then China and Russia. You can see your iron arcade right there. Even in those that had the veto power in the United Nations Security Council, you see right there. Now, so of course, Russia has made a mockery for a long time, of the legislation of the United of the Security Council over and over again. It's always been that now. It's always been that and so on. Now you know that even to show you how fragile in the case of any problem this so-called United Nations is, just last Friday, the US vetoed a resolution calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war at the United Nations Security Council. There are 15 of them, right? 13 of them voted for it. UK abstained. There are 15 of them, right? So in the Security Council, right? So US, they don't just veto this, so there's no ceasefire until messages are released and whatever they want to accomplish and so forth. That's how fragile the United Nations is, how the veteran power nations and so on. And Russia is there, China is there. UK and so on. How can they attain peace? He has never solved any problem really, And they are beginning to bring a Armageddon too, one of these days and so on. So now, watch now. Red China, the nation which wiped out 50 million of its own people to establish its authority, is not only a member that can tell you just now, but one of the 5 permanent members that have veto power. See? A murderous nation like that. And of course, the religious aspect, the Vatican, the head of the Catholic Church, which persecuted and killed millions of Christians over the centuries, is also a member of the United Nations. Can you imagine? So the trace of the Antichrist, the day we are living in, that we are living in the very last days. Well, let me wrap up this morning by saying this. Just walking through history to see where we are compared to Bible prophecy. That indeed, the days or the manifestation of the Antichrist is not far off, And that will tell the Christian that even the coming of the Lord is even nearer. Praise the Lord Jesus. If we believe, and we do believe here, that it actually takes place before that man of sin gains power. So in finishing this morning, man, I will say this one, no matter how many hydrogen bombs they have, no matter what AI is doing, all of these things and so forth, man will not be permitted to destroy the earth. The Lord told us in Matthew 24:22, and except those days should be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Look at how AI can manipulate machine. Can you not trigger atomic war when it gets out of hand? These are all computer driven, right? So the Lord says, except those days are shortened, shall no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, he says, he will shorten the time. So, after the terrors of Armageddon are over, and judgment has cleansed the earth of his iniquities, the Lord of heaven will set up his everlasting kingdom. Daniel told us, and many other scriptures and so forth. Christ and his saints shall rule and reign for 1,000 years on this earth. after which time shall march, time shall march into new heavens and the new earth of eternity. So, and just to now exhort our service morning in finishing, 1 John 4:3. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that he shall come. And even now, already is in the world. That is the emphasis. That is already in the world. And 2 Thessalonians 2:6. And then now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So, beloved brethren, like we are exhorted in 1 Peter 4:7, hearing some of these things and so forth, the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. That's our duty for this hour, this critical part of the age. Matthew 24:44. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man coming. Mark 13:35. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, Lord, say, watch. Last scripture, Luke 21:34. And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. So things are legal, but don't put ahead of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. In the days of Noah, justice is legal to build houses, but that's all they did. Our eating and some other they did, you know, they put ahead of the Lord and some that, you know. And so that they came upon you and I. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch it therefore, and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. So Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we don't want to bury our head in the sand, where we are living the most prophetical generation, as we have been warned over the years. So we thank you, Lord, for helping us understand even the scriptures. Why speak ye to them in parables? Because the Lord said wasn't given to them to know. Lord, but God's children are given to know. Spoke to Abraham face to face, so he's speaking to his elect bride, face to face as it were. God, who at sundry times spoke to the fathers by the prophets, is in this last day spoken to us by his own Son. See, now we are living that day. Father, we thank you for your understanding of the times. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us conform to the scripture, to be sober and be vigilant. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We want to give you the parables of the law, the Matthew 25. We know in verse 10 says that they that were ready, enter, the door was shut. We want to be of them that are ready. Lord, we thank you, Father, we worship you. Like we did for Elijah, you know, see all this economic crisis and so forth, rocking the world. Government of the world may try to hide it, but cannot be hidden. So the worship who are praying and so forth, who know the true law of economics and so forth, know that the nations are in trouble economically and politically, and so that us know. But we thank you because you have promised, Lord, the church of the next church of the living God. Lord, as Elijah of old, no matter what crisis he faced, his needs were supplied, even as he neared the translation. There was a type, so to say, of the bride at the end of time who are destined for the rapture. So we thank you. When they were leaving Egypt, a touch of the word, Bible says, it brought them forth with joy, and it chosen with gladness. Brought them forth also with silver and gold.
There was not one city better among their tribe. If that happened in the church in the wilderness, the Lord has a better thing for us. And now this is our time to reach up out by faith and receive from the Lord what belongs unto us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible says in Psalm 107:38, he blessed them and multiplied them greatly and suffer not their country to decrease. Bible says so. Lord, that scripture is true today. Bible says all scripture, all the promises of God in Christ Jesus, they are yea and they are amen to the glory of God. This ensures that God will continue to supply our needs according to riches in glory. No matter what the economy may be, in as much as the bride is still here, the belief do the same thing for us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the brightest hour for the light of God. But darkness upon the face of the earth, beginning of sorrow, really, you know, all these things and so on, that you know. But for the church, looking for the community, leap for joy. Your redemption dress now. When you have these things, rumors and remors of war, and you have commotion, be not terrified, for these things must first of all be things at the end. So therefore we thank you, Lord. Don't let your heart be shaken by any kind of rumor, anything of a thing like that. Rather, we just lift up our heads, worshiping the Lord, going back to your business and so forth. Whatever miracle we need, God will provide in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, therefore, will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So we thank you this morning, Lord. We worship and we adore you, Lord. As we go, we know your presence does go with us in the name of the Lord. All we ask for, that you ask every Christian to always take that to discern that presence of the Lord wherever you are at, because you say we do it. We worship and we adore you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.